We often use the word maze and labyrinth interchangeably, but they are quite different. A maze has a multitude of paths that often lead to dead ends. You must retrace your steps and choose correctly over and over again to move successfully through it. There's a corn maze every Halloween in Petaluma, and rubberneckers cause a major traffic jam along 101. I don't like mazes. A labyrinth, on the other hand, is a complex, circuitous single route that takes you from the outside of a circle and through many twists and turns. You're always on a single path until you get to the center. You then turn and take exactly the same path back out. There are labyrinths all over the Bay Area, and whenever I see one, I am drawn to stroll on it, and it is a joyful walking meditation, not a somber one. I enjoy labyrinths because they are a metaphor for life. We are born, and we know that we'll die, but our life journey is full of unexpected twists and turns. And for me, the beauty of walking the labyrinth is I know I'll get to the middle, and even though I've walked it hundreds of times, I am still surprised. I expect a certain route, but suddenly the path heads in the opposite direction, and then it abruptly turns again, and I seem to be going the wrong way. But I must have faith. It is such an allegory for life. Whatever we imagine life to be, it will be something else. Many ancient cultures had labyrinths in some form. Probably the archetypal one in ancient Crete was actually a maze with a minotaur in the middle. There's evidence in ancient Egypt of a labyrinth, and Native Americans often incorporated the images in their basket weaving. Clearly, there is something elemental about the shape and path of labyrinths that resonates for all of us. Our most recent labyrinths can be traced to medieval churches. When Christians no longer controlled the Holy Land and couldn't complete their spiritual lives with pilgrimages there, they developed labyrinths as a plan B. If you couldn't walk to Jerusalem, at least you could walk in the churches on the labyrinth's path, and that would be good enough to get you into heaven. I do find labyrinths amazing. This is Michael Ellis with a perspective.